Welcome to another episode of Talk Tovey to Me. I'm Jess.
And I'm Meg, and we're two sisters that love to talk all things business, mindset, self-development, and everything in between.
This is normally part of our weekly phone catch-ups, but hot girls don't gatekeep, so we've decided to bring our combos to you.
Hey, Sissy Bae.
Hey, Boo. How's your week been?
It has...
Well, week and a bit.
Yeah. It has been crazy, actually. So we recorded the Friday before last. So today's Monday, guys. We went to jump on Friday. What happened? Oh, we were going to talk about this really hectic topic and we just couldn't. It wasn't the vibe.
We always want to have intention behind the episodes that we're putting out.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really fully identify what that was at this stage. So we might do it at a later date, but...
And it was quite a heavy topic, so we needed to do it justice as well. So we've parked that for now. So since then, I had a really good, wholesome weekend last weekend. I had a girlfriend's birthday, so we went to Manly Wharf Bar and had like a girl's boozy lunch. Early start, early finish, love that for me. I think I was in bed by 9. And then on the Sunday, I had one of my best friend's daughter's first birthday, so that was another wholesome weekend activity. And then this week, what have we had on? So we've been kind of planning for Black Friday, which is like currently taking place. So what's today? Monday. So today is Cyber Monday, I believe. So we've been planning that in the business. My email marketing specialist, we came up with a couple of promotions that we could advertise over the weekend, over the Black Friday period for both my clients and my students, so for both House of Brows and HB Academy. And we're always, when we're doing a promotion, because it's not something we do often, because we don't really believe in, like, definitely don't believe in discounting our services or anything like that. So we were really trying to think about how we could add value to our clients, like to our treatments, and add value to our offerings in HB Academy to provide something like some kind of promotion to both those lists without like discounting or anything like that, because that's just not the vibe. It does really kind of devalue your products and services, so it's never something we like to do. For the students, for example, for our like HB Academy mailing list, we ended up, the promotion was basically for any enrollments that were received over the Black Friday weekend, they would receive a free mentorship call, which is valued at nearly $1,600. So that is quite a big value add to like a normal enrollment. So that's what we did for the students. And then we've kind of been working on a few other, like Emily's kind of started to get back into the biz. So she is still on maternity leave, but she's due to come back in the new year, which is obviously not very far away. So we talk all the time because obviously we're good friends as well now. But we've been starting to talk about her coming back into the business and what capacity that will look like. And we've mapped out how that is going to look. And so she'll be doing basically brows a day a week and then doing like a lot of kind of a bit of business development, business management in terms of like growing the business. So I obviously have all of the ideas and then I need support in executing those. So we've kind of we've started to map out the year. I have plans to do a monthly masterclass, like online masterclass in a separate topic each month. Some will be free masterclasses as like lead magnets to, you know, grow our mailing list, and others will be paid masterclasses to, you know, educate our audience from an academy standpoint. So educating our students and our mentorship clients, or potential students and potential mentorship clients, to bring them into the business. So those masterclasses will be like low ticket kind of entry level offers in the business. And we're going to map out the 12 months worth of masterclasses like in advance. So nothing's being done like reactively or at the last minute. We'll have like by Jan, we'll have those 12 months of those masterclasses mapped out, the topics, the presentations. So all I need to do each month is show up and talk to those. We've also got the retreat coming up in April. So we will be, myself and Jade from Brow Bible will be hosting the Beauty and Business kind of empowerment retreat in Bali. So Emily will help me execute that. What else have we been working on? We are launching a group coaching program through HB Academy, as you are as well, Meg, for your business. So we will launch that in the new year, and she's going to help me obviously build that out. And Meg and I are doing a lot of that today as well. Oh, the other big push, which I'll talk about what we did this weekend, because we had this really great event yesterday. I'm starting to really like grow and develop my personal brand as like a mentor. So we've had a lot of discussions around how we're going to do that from a marketing perspective. So I'm super excited for the new year, because since Emily went on maternity leave, I purposely decided like I needed a bit of a breather. And obviously while the cogs are still turning and things are still happening in the business as usual, I kind of was like, I'm just going to go into the new year, finish out this year with not launching anything new, so that I can just have a bit of a time to like reset, refocus, take a couple of weeks off over Christmas, New Year, and like come into the new year with all these new offers to launch throughout the year. So really excited for the new year and for her to come back into the biz. She'll be working remotely on those things. So we'll basically catch up. We catch up fortnightly now for her social media work that she does. And then we will catch up on the alternating fortnight to discuss all the like business development side of things and keep that all moving forward. Yesterday, Emily and I went to an event that Jade from Brow Bible and Zoe from Carved, which are two beauty business owners, they're quite big in the industry. They hosted like a branding event yesterday where it was like talking about social media and branding, but it was like a content day. So they hired this beautiful space on the Sunshine Coast, and it was like one of those studio spaces where there's like lots of spots and opportunities to get really great content, really good lighting, like the decor and everything's really beautiful. And Jade asked me to come to be a part of that. And then I obviously asked Emily if she wanted to be a part of that too. Her partner was actually in Melbourne this weekend. So I said to her, like, absolutely no obligation to come. If you want to come, you don't need to pay to be there. So it'll be a great opportunity for you to get your own content as well, coming back to do brows in the new year. So she's got, you know, some professional photographs of herself for her own House of Brows Emily Instagram account as well. And just a great networking opportunity, a great opportunity for her to grow, push herself out of her comfort zone. She's not someone that likes to be in front of the camera. So she decided to get care for her daughter, because I knew she's got a 3-month-old. And I didn't know whether she's going to be able to come to this event, because obviously having her partner away in Melbourne, it would be quite hard for her to then leave her daughter as well, because neither one of them would be there. So
it's like that first.
Yeah, like the first time doing that. Yeah.
But like you only did a day trip at least.
Yeah. So like possibly we would have stayed up there if the circumstances were different. But I also with the how much traveling I've been doing lately, I was like, I actually just want to fly in, do the shoot, watch the presentation and come home. So she ended up saying she spoke to her partner, spoke to her mother-in-law, ended up getting her daughter cared for the day. And we went up to the Sunshine Coast for this event. And it was such a great event. Poor Emily though. So when I was booking the flights, I was like liaising with Emily. I'm like, if you want to come, like, cause she'd agreed she wanted to come, but I was like, we need to pick flights that like suit us both. And flying to the Sunshine Coast, it's not a big airport. It's not a big place. Like there's not like heaps of flights like there is into Sydney, for example. So we're looking at these flights, and basically the only options to accommodate the hours of the event as well was a flight at like 7 o'clock in the morning and then at like a 7 p.m. flight home. So we had to leave Wollongong at like 5 a.m. So Emily had to be at mine at 5 because she lives way further south than me. So she had gotten her daughter, like her and her daughter had stayed at her mother-in-law's the night before. And because she didn't have like her baby monitor, like all the normal stuff she'd have like at her house, she reckons she didn't sleep the entire night because she was kind of like, she couldn't hear or see her daughter. She was in like another room and she didn't want to sleep in that room with her. And then for whatever reason, and she reckons she was like quite anxious, like because she couldn't hear or see Isla through the night. Like if she cried, she wasn't necessarily going to hear her without the monitor. So she was literally up all night. then got up at 4 to come to mine. Then we went to the airport. We had a really long day of like watching these presentations, shooting all day, being with like 20 other women all day. There wasn't like a lot of food. And then like it was boiling hot in this venue too because they didn't have aircon in this studio. We flew out at like 7:40, got home at 10:30. And then we had to drive an hour and a bit back to Wollongong. And then Emily had to drive like another 15, 20 minutes home. By the end of the day, she was absolutely losing the plot. I was like, she's the most cool, calm, collected, easygoing person you'll ever meet in your life. And she was like the poor thing. It was like she'd been on a bloody bender. She was not okay. And I was like, she was so grateful. She really enjoyed the day, but she just, oh my God, there's nothing worse than having something on and you haven't slept the whole night before because of no choice of your own. So the poor thing, we were just caffeinating all day. So anyway, the event was great. We got absolutely bomb.com content. I've got content for days for both my personal and business account. Obviously, it was for biz. And actually, which leads really nicely into our episode, but yesterday at the event, at the end, like we didn't actually, one of the takeaways from the event is I would actually, at the beginning of running an event like that, do a bit of an icebreaker. Like when I have students, right, I tell them a bit about my story and I get them to tell like each other and myself, like, what they currently do, like how old they are, where they're from, the bit about their story and what they hope to get out of the training kind of thing. And there was none of that at the beginning of the event. So no one, like, unless like people already followed each other, which I didn't know anyone at this event except for the two women hosting it that I already know, but there was no introducing each other, no sharing of Instagram handles. Like, yeah, no one knew each other anyway. So at the end of the event, these two girls came up to me and they were like, or women, came up to me and they were like, oh, can we please get a photo with you? And then they were talking and one of them was saying, I think they were from Townsville. And one of them was saying, she actually met you at one of the world's gyms. And then she started listening to the podcast and that's how she came across me. And she's a cosmetic tattooist as well. And she's saying like, I would not have come to this event today if I hadn't listened to a few episodes of the podcast because you've really helped me step out of my comfort zone. And she was saying she suffers from really bad anxiety and depression and she really appreciates like the things I've shared on the podcast about that, and it made her feel like brave enough to kind of come to this event. And she's like, my husband said to me, you better get a photo with her so I can, like, I'm sick of hearing about it, about her, like, you better get a photo with her. And she's like, oh, I've met my hero today. And I was just thinking, I'm just a regular gal, but this was like so nice. These two women just like so, I don't know, I just felt like all the work we do is like making the impact that we hope to make. And I just thought, I fucking love that I've...
We're just two regular gals.
And then these two girls were like, we've decided we're going to start a podcast. And I was like, oh my God, fuck yes. I was like, do it. Meg and I was like, it's way easier than you think. Meg and I just decided to do it.
I had that convo like 14 times on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I just was so passionate about the fact that it's so much easier than
it is. You just buy this cheap as chips fucking thing, plug it in and away you go.
Technical difficulties along the way. Nothing Google can't solve.
Yeah, like nothing an Instagram story can't resolve. But yeah, that was just so nice because I was thinking this whole day, like I didn't know who anyone was. And one takeaway was obviously doing a bit of an icebreaker kind of thing at an event like that. But it was just really nice to know that the work we're doing is actually having the impact that we hope it to make, because we're just talking shit on Riverside at the end of the day or on Zoom. And yeah, like I actually said to her, we were meant to do like quite that really heavy episode on Friday on grief and like mental health and stuff. And I said, it's actually really like when I go to do that kind of conversation, like that kind of episode, like I just couldn't kind of, it's really hard being someone, a business owner that's building authority in an industry and then sharing those vulnerable that you do suffer from really bad anxiety or that you've like been suicidal or like depression and all those things, because you do think that people are going to start to question your authority. And she was like, no, like it's really like, I wouldn't be here at this event today if I hadn't have heard you talk about those things. So that was really nice, which segues well into our ep today where we'll be talking about stepping out of your comfort zone. But before that, how was your week?
Mine was jam-packed. And like so many things that you were just saying, I was like, I'm going to wait to talk about, because there's so many similar things as well happening in my world at the moment.
Love.
But yeah, same. I didn't love us. So last weekend I had the MGTVY Christmas party. So we went to the stunning SoCo rooftop in Brisbane. So myself, Nick, Shioni, Jaden, Lauren all stayed in an Airbnb in Brisbane for the night. So we had a pretty rowdy night and it was just so much fun. Like every time we do any kind of, you know, community catch up, I just am always filled with so much gratitude for the type of people in my world. Like it's just such a reflection of what I'm striving to achieve every single day with my business. And everyone always has the same feedback. Like everyone's always like, oh my God, like everyone just gets along so well. There's no clickiness, there's no like awkwardness or anything like that. It's just everyone's, yeah, it's just always, I've literally got goosebumps.
Oh my God, I love that. I actually always do, like I feel like I've reflected that back to you too a couple of times before. Like I do see that in your people.
Yeah. They were, the food and cocktails at SoCo are so good, but the service could improve. Like, as you all know, I'm a food critic now. I'd paid extra to have margaritas on arrival. They weren't there. No one came to speak to me about, like, you know, the runnings of the night until, like, I'd been there for a while. But besides that, it was pretty lax. And, yeah, everyone had a really good time. There were quite a few girls that knew no one and were nervous AF to come, but they all said to me after, like, oh my God, I'm so glad I came because I had the best time, don't know what I was nervous about, and all of that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I feel like that's definitely, a reflection on your leadership and your community, because you definitely make people feel very comfortable.
Stop. But don't stop.
Talk Toby down.
And then on Sunday, we checked out of the Airbnb and I took Shioni and Lauren as a little surprise for Christmas to a place called Rebellious Grace. And they do permanent jewelry. Basically, if you haven't heard of it, it's like, you know, solid gold bracelets that get bonded together so that there's no like little clip, like there's no latch to like take it on and off. It's on for good. And yeah, we all got matching ones of those and they were so like excited and grateful, like because I was a little bit nervous because it's permanent. Like, I mean, obviously you can cut it off, but then that's like money in the bin and also just like,
yeah,
you know. And so I was like, oh my God, what if they don't like it? And I've like organized, because it was a surprise too. So I was like, oh, if they're going to, but like I trust they would tell me if they weren't wanting to get it. But they were so.
Yeah. And also you're all very like same, similar vibes. Like I feel like.
Yeah. Well,
I just knew they would love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny too, because we all already had one gold bracelet. And so it was like adding to it. And I love like stacking jewelry. And so, yeah, it was so nice, such a nice, and it was funny as fuck because Jaden and Nick were there and I didn't say anything to either of them about filming anything, but obviously like in the back of my head, I was like, oh, I'd love to do a reel of this. They know
their husbands of Instagram.
Yeah. And they were like full hawks around us, like both of them on the camera the whole time. Oh my God, I love that. Even like walking there, Nick was filming. And then just biz as usual through the week, we also had a little sale for Black Friday. And actually I was thinking this when you were talking about it, about how, you know, we always talk about not discounting and value adding instead and blah, blah, blah. And I actually did a discount on our website programs and the reason why I want to talk about this is because I had another client who did a coaching offer, not a discount. And then I had another business client who messaged me in response to both of our offers saying, oh my God, should I have done one? And I wanted to talk about it because I feel like it's so important to use discernment for where you're at in your business. Because for one of my clients who did this particular offer for their coaching, that was like perfect for her. She was launching a new service. And then for my website programs, which are evergreen, don't cost me anything to run, you know, like pre-done kind of thing, the purpose behind that is it's like the start of our funnel. It's like to get more people on our mailing list type thing. So by doing that, we were like, you know, just try to get more people on it. And then the business client that said, oh my God, should I have done something? She's not new in business, but she's new in our coaching and we have a lot to do before she needs to be running, you know, specials or anything like that, because there's so much of a foundation that we kind of need to do and her get consistent with before worrying about that, if that makes sense.
And yeah, I feel like being at that stage where you have all that work to do, you don't want to prime your audience to be waiting for a discount, whereas you are very established in your business and people know that you definitely do not run discounts often at all, if ever. Yeah, so for you to do a random one-off is like, it's not going to then, people are not going to think, oh, she's going to do this all the time. Whereas someone like earlier on in their journey with a lot more foundational work to put in to implement, yeah, it would have a very different impact.
Yeah, and also more so the fact that I didn't want her to get distracted, because it's so easy to think, oh my God, I need to run a special or do a discount or whatever it is when you haven't even done the foundations to begin with. Like so many people are like, I'm not getting any leads or I'm not getting any sales. And it's like, so that the first thing they think is, okay, I need to run a promotion. But it's like, let's get all of the foundations strong as fuck first.
Yeah.
And then you won't need to run any promotions. And then, yeah, so I think this is really important to use discernment, because then, you know, she might have saw mine and be like, well, you're discounting. You told me not to discount. And it's like, there's the right thing for the right time for the right business. Oh, and then on Friday morning, which you didn't actually touch on yet, but we can share together. Friday morning, we actually did a free webinar with Ethan Donati and Robert Kiyosaki. He was fucking off his nutter.
Yeah, he was like...
like we... all of his books are 11 out of 10, but that webinar was not it. But anyway.
Yeah, it was like he was the lead magnet.
Yes, 100%.
He was the person that Ethan brought out to attract us all to listen to then Ethan selling what we ended up buying. And we're so excited.
Yeah, yeah, and it's so exciting because we both wanted to do this for quite some time. So basically we sign up to Ethan tonight. He's like the king of funnels. And he's got a program. They essentially set up an inbound funnels system and do all of the marketing and everything for you. So it's a hefty investment financially, but it's going to bring us like tenfold returns.
Yeah. And it's what I like about it is they actually teach you how to do it, but they also do it for you, including all the copy, all the emails, all the fun, like every part of it is done for you whilst they also teach you.
Yeah, so they give you like a course along the way to learn what they're doing. So you don't have to do it, but like if you're fucking smart, you'll do it so we can replicate this process in the future. So I'm so, we were like squealing on Friday with when we invested the money into it.
Yeah, we just dropped this coin. Yeah, and it just honestly, I feel like you were the same. Like it felt like an easy, flowy decision that was so grounded to drop that money. The thing that was interesting is Meg and I had both heard him pitch this offer at the Gary V event, and it was kind of the first time we'd heard his offer, and I hadn't come into that event like with any intention to be purchasing anything, and it wasn't like the right timing for my business because I was doing other things. And so we both kind of went on this webinar this time with the intention to commit to it, and it just it felt really right for both of us. And I love that we just like are doing it at the same time too.
Yeah, someone replied that saying, I love that you guys are both in it together but on your separate things.
Yeah, that's the best part. Yeah. I'm just sad for people that don't have a CC bank.
I definitely said that at the retreat.
I love that.
And also I was thinking, total side note, I'll talk about the retreat in a second that I went to after this, but I noticed I was like promoting your, because there was a girl there who she's in the beauty industry, and I was like promoting your education to her, and I was like, it's so fucking good to have people in your life that you like, you want to promote them and you know they would do the same thing when they're not in their room.
Yeah. Yeah, because we genuinely believe in each other.
Yeah.
Like, I tell people to follow you all the time, even just without me saying, like, you should do coaching with my sister. Mm-hmm. I'm like, follow my sister. Yeah. Like, I think you'll really like her content and she'll really resonate with you, because I genuinely am like, you'll help them or change their life in some way.
Yeah. So we did that, and then kind of like we were just both on the go whilst watching this webinar, because the webinar was kind of shit.
It was actually a bit chaotic.
Like old Robbo with his fucking helicopter.
Yeah, he was rogue. Giving like when your granddad starts to lose the plot.
Yeah.
And he had his board game, Cashflow Quadrant board game, up pinned up behind him, like subtle plug. And he had this helicopter.
Not subtle at all plug.
Yeah, and like the helicopter figurine that he kept waving around, and then this block of gold.
I was like,
did you see that bit?
I was like to Jess, take a shot every time he picks up his helicopter. Because anytime he'd like be talking, he kept referring back to his life, and he'd be like, this thing, and he'd pick up the helicopter, like he'd never say the chopper or whatever.
And then Meg ended up having to go to the shops, and I ended up taking myself to Brekkie while I had the webinar like on really low volume on my phone, and we were just like collaborating
for the
on
offer.
Yeah, we were just like waiting for this offer, because we both heard this offer before too, so we knew what was involved, and we didn't need to listen to the spiel all over again. We just wanted the link to buy. And I'm like getting back in the car, like, Maggie's about to sell the offer. And then I'm like jump back on my Zoom at home, and Meg's like at the shops, and I'm like texting her the link to buy this offer. It's just like a whole thing, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It didn't feel chaotic, even though like upon reflection it seemed chaotic, but it just felt easy. Like, again, it was just like an easy decision.
Yeah, so that was fucking, I'm so excited for that. And then I went on a business retreat for 2 nights with a mentor / speaker, all the things. She's an absolute goddess, Rebecca Ada Hill. And wow, it was incredible. I just felt so, like leaving, I just felt so grounded is definitely the word for the whole thing. And I actually said to her, wow, I just got goosebumps again. It's so funny how your body like shows you you're on
that. Fully.
Isn't that wild? Because the amount of times that I get goosebumps when I'm talking about things I'm like passionate about, and it's wild that your body like connects that. Like, that's fucking
hectic. I get goosebumps during really good sex too. Like really emotionally intimate sex that's like rogue as fuck at the same time.
Yeah.
TMI. You felt really grounded.
Yeah, and I actually said to her at the end, like, thank you so much for being such an incredible role model for me, because what she's doing is very much what I want to do. And the way she carries herself and the energy of the group is very similar to how I feel like within my business and what I want to do. And it was quite refreshing to see that you can be both.
That's exactly how I feel about her, and I have never worked with her except for that, like when we did that free webinar masterclass, because I feel like in that space there's a lot of people that use so many manipulation techniques. Yes. And like it's manipulation, like it's aggressive, it's marketing, and it's like
empowered marketing.
Yeah, and it's often like, or there's like so much competition and like competitive, like
yes,
cattiness in, particularly in beauty. I don't know if it's the same in your industry, but like, and in that coaching space, yeah, people 100%. Trying to call other people out on things, and it's like, just do good in your own lane.
Yeah.
And I love that about her. Like, she's so grounded in like positive empowerment, but also getting the shit done.
Yeah.
With none of the bullshit.
Actually, the first words that popped into my mind when you said like in the fitness industry, the first things that popped up for me were toxic masculinity. Like, it's very much like that.
Mm.
And yeah, what I loved, which I said to her, was like, yes, she's so empowering and makes you feel so uplifted and positive. So we'll then like talk about just fucking making bank and like, I don't know, just like cracking jokes about things. Like, she's just still so real as well. It's not like toxic positivity either.
Yes, that's so us.
Yes, and I said, I was like, it's so nice to see evidence of that, that I can create that, like I can still create what I want to create and stay how I want to stay with my energy and how I want to show up and the type of people I want to attract and stuff like that. And just, yeah, I got some good, like, I guess the first thing I want to say before we get into the episode is it's so important to go into these things always being a student, because it's so easy, and I've spoken about on previous episodes, like the Dunning-Kruger effect, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. It's so easy to get to a certain level in your business and you're like kind of at the top of the level before you'd have to make a lot of changes to get to the next level. And when you're at that bit where you think you're at the top of your level, it's so easy to think you've done it all before and you know everything. And I love going to things where I've done the things before, because it gives me an opportunity to go to like a deeper level with them and to do them again when you're at a different stage. And so there was a lot of things like that that I'd in quotations done before, but I got such a different outlook, like I came out of it with such different kind of insights. And then on the other side, there were like some gold nuggets that I got from her, like when we had kind of one-on-one chats about next steps in my business, that were very small tips that are going to make a fucking big difference. So very much what you were talking about before, Jess, like I've been doing heaps of like forecasting for 2024 and I'm just so excited in my fucking bones about what's
the little wiggle in my bones
about what's to come.
Fucking same. Yeah.
So I did a lot of mapping that out and getting super clear on like the business plan for 2024 and what needs to be done and when. And I've got to keep kind of working on that because it's a fucking big job.
The food. Can we please talk about the food?
Actually, before I talk about the food, everything that she organized for the retreat was just so done with, there was just purpose behind everything. So like when we got into our rooms, which by the way, my room was off tap. Like it was in Byron and this place was stunning. Actually, one of the things we did was write like a letter to it was called a time stamped wealth letter. And it was fucking like, it was cool. Yeah. So it was like a letter to your future self about how much you're going to make and when, and the commitments you're going to do together. And I was like,
but I love that it had like, I'm not getting any arrogant ego vibes from that. I'm just getting like also in your femme.
Yeah, 100%. I also got a lot of clarity around my two businesses now being, you know, having MGTBY coaching, my fitness business, the like me as a business mentor. So like you were saying, Jess, like building out my personal brand again, because I spent so long, like I built my fitness coaching, I'm just saying fitness for lack of better words, fitness coaching business off the back of my personal brand initially. And then I spent the last probably 2 years actually moving away from that and turning it into like the vibe you get when you go onto the page now is it's a team. It's not just me. I'm not the face of it anymore.
But also a lot of the vibe of your personal Instagram is like mentorship, self-development, empowerment rather than fitness and like strength and nutrition purely. Yeah.
So this is what I got clarity on, because I was still like collabing things from my fitness page to my personal one. And I just think I need to separate them both completely and have Meg the business mentor and mindset, you know, speaker, all the things that I want to do. And then my business you know, like Meg who owns the business. So kind of like I already knew that I needed to do that. It was just good like validation, I guess, that I need to just make that decision. Because this fucking so empowering is making a decision. Yeah, and I'm just really excited to just like speed up the pace, ramp it the fuck up in 2024. Not even in 2024, right now.
Well, let's dive in. Oh, what are you grateful for?
I'm so grateful for, I'm really grateful for, it's kind of a long story, so I'm not gonna go into it. Rebecca actually had a bit of like, and we were like chatting one-on-one in a break that we had, like a before dinner kind of break, and I went and spoke to her. Long story short, she kind of grilled me on something that I really fucking needed to hear. It was a bit of a smack in the face, but like, because I have so much respect for her and because she creates such a safe space where you can really trust her, it was so warranted. Like, and I was so grateful at the time that she also could feel like she could do that with me. Because I feel like that's also a really good reflection of like, she knows I can hold that.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. It was fucking cool. It was fucked, but it was cool.
I love that though.
What are you grateful for?
Oh, fuck.
And what also am I grateful for us signing up for that program.
Oh my God. Same. I feel like I've got like a million things I could say I'm grateful for. I'm just trying to think of like one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Juicy key gratitude. So grateful for who I've grown into.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if that sounds really lame, but like I'm so grateful. I don't know. I've had a really rough week, guys, personally, and I am just really grateful for who I've grown into because I've done a lot of work on doing that with intention. I'm also really grateful that I've like spent yesterday with Emily and have like her coming back in some capacity because we're just a really great duo, like a really dynamic duo in terms of like working towards the future for both of us. So I'm really excited for that and the new year.
So the last thing that I wanted to share on this retreat was a really new feeling that came up for me. And it came down to the fact that I was obviously putting myself into a situation where I felt really uncomfortable, but in a good way. So when we got there, Rebecca had organized the most beautiful welcome to country with an Indigenous woman. It was really cool, really a new experience for me that I loved. And then we went around the circle and said who we were and what we did, and I think she said like one word to describe how we're feeling. And my heart was beating out of my chest. Like, I reckon you could look at me and see my chest moving up and down. Which
is so off-brand for you.
It was so interesting. And like, I still haven't fully gotten to the bottom of why, but it ties in really nicely with this episode because we're going to be talking about stepping out of your comfort zone. There is a direct correlation between how frequently you are pushing yourself outside your comfort zone and the rate of your growth.
It's so true.
Literally. And like I can, and you would be the exact same, if you sat there and reflected on like the things that you did that you had that nervousness beforehand, like it's numerous times a week. And that's why we move forward. And I think if you haven't grown in a long time, like you haven't progressed in your business or whatever it is, it can be any part of your life, which we're going to talk about. It's like, have a think about when the last time you push yourself outside your comfort zone was, because you probably find that it's been a hot minute.
Even the other day, I was taking myself to brekkie when we were on that webinar, and I think I must have said it, I must have bumped into someone or said something to someone about it, and they were like, just like, to me, that's just normal. And they, yeah. I can't remember their response, but they were just like almost not mortified, but like mortified thinking if that was them doing that, they'd be like so uncomfortable. And I was like, oh my God, no, it's the best. And no one gives a fuck if they see someone at breakfast by themselves. No one's looking going, oh my God, that person's at breakfast by themselves. Literally no one.
That's like my favorite activity.
Yeah. If my car was here, I'd be doing it.
Do you know what is so important about that though? It comes down to your self-trust and your confidence in yourself, because, and it all ties in, the reason I want to say that is because it all ties into how often you're pushing outside your comfort zone. You're going to create evidence for yourself that you've got you.
100%.
And you're going to build that confidence and that self-trust to be able to do that more. And I think the biggest thing with people who, you know, are afraid to take themselves out to lunch because of the fear of judgment of others or what they're going to think about them, it's because they have such a lack of self-trust and self-confidence.
And imagine, like, think about just in that one scenario, the worst thing that can happen from you taking yourself out to brunch or whatever, I literally can't think of one thing that would actually happen.
I was like, where are you? What's the worst? And I was like waiting for your example.
Versus the best case scenario, which happens every time for me, which is I create space in my brain. I give myself time. I free up like mental real estate to be creative. I get to sit and get some peace. Like my brain is clear, my mind is clear. I get to eat good food. Like I get to, you know, go wherever I want for the food. Like it's not like you've got to pick with someone else who wants to eat. You know what I mean? Like there's like a 10 different great things you get out of eating on your own versus not one thing I can think of that can negatively happen.
And also on top of all those great things, the amount of new connections you make.
Well, I don't, because I purposely give myself that peace. But yeah, like 100%. That's another opportunity.
Like if that was something you're wanting, obviously if you don't, you're fucking heads down and you're like, but I feel like, yeah, you're way more inclined to meet new people when you're alone than when you're with other people. Mm. And also what you're saying, like there's no negatives to taking yourself out. It's like people are afraid of what other people are going to think of them. And it comes back to what we always say, like imagine living your life
so worried about that.
Yeah, and like your life isn't yours if you're always worried about what other people think.
And it's like if another example is like when you go to the gym and you're worried that people are looking at you, like I couldn't tell you what rep, set, exercise the person next to me is doing or the person over there is doing, because I'm literally counting my own or worrying about my own or whatever. Like literally no one's going to remember tomorrow.
Yeah, 100%. And if they do, again, like why are you letting them rule your life?
Whoa. So that went for way longer than we thought. So we decided, guys, we're going to split this ep up into two. So you just heard part one. And we will come at you with part two next week. We trust you found value in that episode.
Don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram at TalkToby2MePod. And you can find the link in our bio for our anonymous questions form for our Big Sissy Advice episode. So get some of those in.
Give us as much context as possible so we can give you our 2 cents. Love you. Bye.